supposed to dance with mincha according to Sman Diyama. So we learn out that we learn out Kodesh Kedoshim is only Nechal Lezichrei Kahuna. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on the next page. We're holding that Tzavichet from an Aleph on top. Again, in the middle of this Braisim, that the Braisim is darshaning a Pasuk. When the Pasuk says, Zeis HaTorah, Loilo v'la mincho v'la chafet v'la oshim v'la mluim v'la zevach ha-shlamim. So dashing now, it's hookish, all the kabbonis together, and we're learning out different halachis. So we're dashing already what oila means, that's toying kli, it's toying for a sakin, for shchita, and then we learned out that mincha means that just like mincha is necheles l'zichre kuna, all of kachy kadashim is on l'zichre kuna. Smolas came out tanoihi. It's machlekes. Where do you learn out this Rosha to say that kachy kadashim is only nechal l'zichre kuna to a zochar and not to an ikeva? So on top of Tarachet it says ikud enavkalei mihocham v'ikud enavkalei mihocham. Some learn out from over this Rosha of mincha and some learn out from these other psukim of kozochar b'kanim yechlenu. As a machlekes, we learn out exactly that kachy kadashim is only nechal. Now the Pasuk says Chatis, so there's a Hekish to Chatis, teach us Ma Chatis, just like by Korban Chatis. Miskadesh is Bebluam, when the Korban Chatis, the tam of the meat, gets absorbed into another meat. It's Miskadesh, it gives the Kedush over, it gives its Kedush over to the other piece of meat. Is Av Kol Miskadesh is Bebluam, who would in any Kachim, even the Kachim Kalam also, it's Miskadesh is Bebluah. So this is the terrace we had before. How do we know to say that by Ol Kachim, if the meat touches another piece of meat, by Bluah, when it gets absorbed into the second piece of meat, it gives over its dinim? That's from this Rosh here. There's a post that says, Chatas extra, it's Ekish. Just like Chatas has this Alokom, who has in Bashar Kachim also, it's Miskadesh is Bebluah. Now the Gemara goes on to explain the rest of the Brice, even though some of the gate was, and it says, Oshem. And the Pasuk says, Oshem, what's the Joshua? Ma Oshem, Ein Shvir, Vishilya Kodesh Bo, just like Ein Oshem. A Korban Oshem could only come as Zohar, it can't come from an Ikeva. And so it never, like a pregnant, you never have a placenta or the baby there, because there's always a Zohar. So the placenta, like, is not Kodesh by a Korban Oshem. If so, Av Kol, all other Kodeshim, even though it could come from an Ikeva, and even though the Korban becomes pregnant, still the din is, Ein Shvir Vishilya Kodesh Bo, that the placenta and the baby inside the stomach has no Kedusha. It has no Kedusha. In other words, Kisavar, this time holds, V'lodois Kodeshim Ve'viyosin Ein Kedushim. That it is a loch of the Vlad, when a korban gives birth, when it's alive, and then a kevi gives birth, that its Vlad also has the same Kedusha. That's only when it gives birth, when it's alive. That's called V'lodois Kodeshim, the babies, has its kedusha to have the yosin and kedushim when they come out when they're alive. They're not the mei imon when they're inside the stomach, the placenta and the baby. It has no kedusha. And Rashi explains, like otherwise I would have thought the same. When you makriv this korban, who are then you take the baby and take out its klois? Maybe you have to burn the emurim of the baby also. That's the chiddush known, that what's inside the mother's stomach has no kedusha. And our brice holds that v'don in efsha mishi efsha, you can learn out a case that a korban let's say shlamin that could come from an ikeva. You learn out the halachas of those korbanis from a case where it's efsha from a korban oshem. In other words, an oshem it's efsha. It's not possible to have an ikeva because it can't come from an ikeva. So what? Still, we learn out that lemaisa an oshem does not have the kedusha of its shulyo shvir, even though lemaisa doesn't have one. But so what? Still, we learn out Efsha from Yefsha. We learn out Kabonis that could come from an Akevon, that when the animal is pregnant, its baby, the placenta, does not have Kedusha. Now, in the Seznes Pasik, Miluyim. The Kabonis of the Miluyim, the special covenant was brought by the Miluyim, by the Chanukah Samizbeach. So what is that doing here? The teachers, Ma Miluyim, just like by this Korban of Miluyim, the din is Moisrayim b'sreifa, the leftover of it is burnt. V'yein balachayim b'moisrayim, there's never balachayim the leftover of it. So I tell you, I've called all other korbanos also. Moisrayim Besreifom, the leftover of it is Toyin Sreifah to be burned, and Vien Balachayim Moisrayim, the Balachayim cannot be from the leftovers. So the drasha is like this, Ma Miluyim, by the Korban Miluyim, Moisrayim Besreifah, if you ever had anything left over, if the meat of it was left over, it became like Noisrayim, the Pasuk says you have to burn it. So within any Noisrayim you have to burn. But V'yein Belechayim B'Mosrayim, meaning by the Meluyim, they never had left over. They were never like Mafrish, since it was a Korban Sibom, they were never Mafrish too, to have one for the Chrayis, to say it should be left over. So Maisa, they never had an extra Baal Chai for the Meluyim. So Pshita wasn't burnt. So learning out again, Av Kol Mosrayim B'Sreifah, any Korban, if the meat itself was left over, and Echanami Sakhbator in Sreifah, but v'yein balachayim b'mosrayim, meaning if you have a balachayim left over, that's not toyin sreifah. Just like by the meluyim, they never had mosrayim animals. Who are them by shad koshim? Even though you were makdish, if a yochid is makdish two karbonis, one lachrayis, even if you use only one, the other one is not the sreifah. You do not have to burn it. Rather, you could use it for another korban. Then we dash in the pasuk says shlomim, that ma shlomim. Just like by Korban Shlomim, Mifaglin, or Mispaglin, means true the Korban itself could become Pigul, and Uwadin the Nesochim, the Mincha that comes with it, also becomes Pigul. Is Av called Mifaglin, or Mispaglin, any other Korban, when you make Pigul with it, not only does the Korban itself become Pigul, but Uwadin the Nesochim that comes with it, they're also considered like the Zevach, to say that the Yisra Pigul goes upon the Nesochim also. As the Gemara says, the Masnisa Tana, the Braisi we learned, Mishmet Rebbe Kiva, Meir Rebbe Kiva, the drasha is like this, Mincha, when the Pasuk says the word Mincha, what's the drasha? Ma Mincha, just like a Korban Mincha, Miskadesh is Beblua, that if it gets absorbed into any other Lechem, it's Miskadesh, it gives Kedusha over to it, is Av Kol Miskadesh is Beblua, who would in any Kodshim, if the time of the Kodshim gets absorbed into another korban, into another piece of meat, it has the kedusha of that time. So that's the limud from mincha. So now, even though we had the drasha before from chatis, he learns it out also from mincha. So the Gemara says v'yitzroch, and we're talking about both of them. V'yitzroch lemichtav mincha, v'yitzroch lemichtav chatis. I have to have both drashas teach us that the blua of a korban chatis and the blua what gets absorbed from a mincha into another lechem also has kedusha, because it's like this: di ashminu mincha. If the pasuk would only let us hear by a mincha, I would say like this: di yadei derechicha. Since bread is very soft, mitla. So when one touches the other, it gets absorbed inside it. It's belua. It gets absorbed, and therefore it's miskadeshes. It has kedusha like the mincha. Avu chatis, but a korban, the meat. A maloi, since meat is hard, maybe does not get absorbed. Maybe the time does not go in enough to give it a din kedusha. Now, therefore, I have to have another chiddush of a chatis. Now, vi yashmin and chatis, let it just say the pasuk by chatis. I tell you, mishum the korer. Because meat is korer, means thick. Rashi says, shabosar av, the meat is thick. And therefore, nichnas betoicha yashumin v'yankayim. Like when the fat of the korban chatis goes into another meat, since the piece of meat is thick, so the time the fat goes into it, the mamushes, like Rashi said before, the fat goes in, therefore it makes it awesome. But shenken by mincha that's not thick, avo mincha ein maloi, but mincha's not thick, so I would have thought maybe say the blue does not get absorbed inside the second mincha so much. Yisricha, that's why I need both psukim teach us that by both places, the blue is miskadeshes. Now with Ashni Chatis, when the Pesach says Chatis, so another drasha, Ma Chatis, just like a Korban Chatis, Ein Bo Elamin Achulin, you could only bring a Korban Chatis from Chulin, meaning the animal has to be Chulin, you can't have any Kedusha on it before, or the money you buy it with has to be Chulin. Rashi says Chatis, or so see, that's one drasha of Chatis, that's Bo Min Achulin. Vaitu beyoin, chatis only comes by daytime. Over yodi hayimonis, that the kohen has to use his right hand, b'shastas rika. So this Rashi says, chatis bo bayoim dechsiv, bepar yom kippurim, ki bayoim azeh yichapra lechem. and of Yodi Hayimonis Tichsiv, Etzpa Kuna. And we said before, whenever it says both Etzpa and the word Kuna, for sure it means to say it has to be with the right hand. So I'll quote him with Darshan from here also, Af Kuril, any other Korban, Eino Bo Ela Minachulin. You could only bring a Korban from a behemoth that was Kulin before, and from money that was Kulin. Ubayim, it has to also only be brought by Yom. The Shechita has to be done by daytime, and not after Shechia. Or the Yodhi Hayimonis, the Shaz Rito, the Kohen has to use his right hand and not his left hand. For the Gemara now, the Chatis Minolim, how do we know all these Yisraelis by Korban Chatis itself? So Amar Rav Chizda Makror, Chizda, the Pasuk says, V'ikriv Aaron es para Chatis Asheloi. That Aaron, the Kohen God, has to bring his own Chatis Asheloi. What does the word Asheloi mean? It means Mishaloi, that the Korban has to belong to his own, meaning it has to come from his own pocket, from his own money. It cannot be Kodesh. Not the money could be Kodesh, and not the animal could be Kodesh. It means Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Tibur, and v'loi Mishal Maiser. It has to be his own private money, and not the Tibur's money, and not money from Maiser. You see, money that has Kedusha on it, of Maiser Shaini, you cannot use that money to buy a Korban. Now, B'yoyim, how do we know to say that a Chatis could only be brought by daytime? Suppose it says, Mibiyoyim Tzavos Enavko. Really, it's a question. But the more B'yoyim, do I need a special limud from Chatis? The Pasuk says, Mibiyoyim Tzavosoi, which is a cloud by all Korbanos. So there's a Pasuk that all Korbanos has to be by daytime. So why do I need a limud from Chatis? So my answer is true. I tell you, Kidei Naspo. Really, it's not necessary. It was just Tom said, but really, I know Shah Korbanos from this Pasuk, Mibiyoyim Tzavosoi. And also, you're telling me, you learn out from Chatis Biyodi Hayimonis, that Mashma, the whole limud, that other Korbanos need the right hand, is only from Chatis. Gemara says, is this true? Midiraba Baba Chona Nafka. We learn this out from Rabba Baba Chona. The Yoma Rabba Baba Chona. Rabba Baba Chona says, Omer Rashlokish, Omer Rashlokish, that Kol Mokum Shinem Etzba. Wherever the Apostle says the word Etzba, or else Kuno, as the Apostle says the word Kuno, ain't it really a min? So we learn out by Yom Korbanos, it says either the word Etzba or the word Kuno. So, those teach us that you need the right hand, so I don't have to learn it out from Chatis. So more again says true, Kidei Naspo. That's what it says here. You learn out from Chatis, it's like extra. It's not really, you don't have to learn it out from Chatis. You know it by its own Korbanos. The boy Yisema, another Torah says no, that the last din of Yemin, you do not know by Shah Korbanos. Why? I'll tell you, Sovlo Krebi Shimon, that we hold like Rebbe Shimon. The Yom Rebbe Shimon says, Etzpa Leboy Kuna. True, whenever the Pasuk says the word Etzpa, that means the special Etzpa, the right hand. But Kuhuna, even though the Pasuk says the word Kuna, still Boy Etzpa. It has to say the word Etzpa also. So there are certain Kabbonis that only said the word Kuna, so I would not know it means Yemin. How do I know it needs Yemin? That will be the Limud from Achatis. Now, Oshem, what do we do with the word Oshem? In other words, this whole Braisa, the second Braisa, a name of Rabbi Kiva. The way Rabbi Kiva is dashing this Pasuk. Before we brought down how the other Mandiyom dashing this Pasuk, the Tekish. Now we'll bring it down to where Rabbi Kiva dashings. So when the Pasuk says the word Oshem over here, again from that same Pasuk that says, Zayis HaTeru Lo'ilov La'mincha L'chatas L'Yoshem, what does Rabbi Kiva do with the word Oshem? He dashes like this, Ma Oshem, Atzmaisa Matarim, just like by Korban Oshem, its bones. Amutom, Rashi says, meaning lasas mem kelim. You can make whatever you want with it. You can make kelim out of it. Rashi says, ani shemati, I heard sherei nechol lekanim. Because why? The bones are given over to the kanim. V'noisa biatzamas l'shayach, and there's no issa noisa on the kanim. So therefore, because noisa was only shayach and adavra nechal. So therefore, pshita like, since the boser of the osher is given over to the kohen, so when the kohen gets the bones, he can do whatever he wants. There's no issa noisa chal on the bones. So therefore, ma osham at meisa mutarim af kol at meisa mitarim. It means from any korban the bones are muta. And Rashi says it means bafilu oilo, even a korban oilo. Also, the bones are muta. Even though they have before when it's attached to the meat, there's one halacha, but the bones by itself has no kedusha. You can do whatever you want. It's muta. Af kol at meisa mutarim. Now, Omar Rav says, Shitali, to me it's poshit, it's simple, that the dam chatis lamata. Let's say the dam from a korban